Trump bashes Fox News credibility, praises Tucker, the good old days are long gone. By Nick Gilbertson on August 23, 2023. Former President Donald Trump slammed Fox News during his interview with Tucker Carlson on Wednesday, released moments before the Republican debate, contending the network has lost credibility. On his eponymously named show Tucker on Twitter, Carlson asked the 2024 GOP frontrunner for his views of television as a whole, specifically, if it was declining. "I think cable's down because it's lost credibility. MSNBC, or as they say MSDNC, is so bad," Trump said. "It's so wrong. What they write, and what they do, and what they say, it's fake news." He then turned his attention to CNN and Fox News. "So you have MSNBC, and you have CNN, who's absolutely doing no ratings at all. I mean, they're dead, but they're doing none because they don't have credibility. They really don't have credibility. Fox is way down, as you know, and the good old days are long ago," Trump said. "I think it was a terrible move getting rid of you," Trump added. "You were number one on television, and all of a sudden, we're doing this interview, but we'll get bigger ratings using this crazy forum that you're using than probably the debate, our competition." In April, Fox News announced that it and Carlson, who consistently dominated cable news ratings, had agreed to part ways. However, multiple sources familiar with the split told Breitbart News that the official narrative was untrue and that the network still had Carlson under contract and was working to sideline him through the 2024 election. As of right now, the plan remains the same: pay out Carlson's contract and keep him on the sidelines through the 2024 elections, one source close to Fox News senior executives told Breitbart News. "They knew they would take a beating for this, but everyone, and I mean everyone, is pretty rattled. They weren't expecting the blowback to be this bad. Hate to say it, but it's clear that Rupert has lost a step or two." The 45th president contended that the term fake news is no longer tough enough to describe news media. "It's corrupt news. You know, really, what you do is called corrupt news. But somehow that doesn't play as nicely," he told Carlson.